Saga Egmont presents Lying About Last Summer by Sue Wallman. Read by Meg Travers.
To my sister, Claire, who inspires me. 1. Yew Tree House, last summer. My sister doesn't use the word disappear, but that's what she means. She squats barefooted by the side of the swimming pool and says, "Go to your room, Sky, and stay there until I say." She's had an argument with someone who's on his way over, and she says it'll be easier to sort out if I'm not around. I'm not impressed. Too much of the summer has been about keeping out of the way when she's on the phone or meeting her new friends. "Why can't I carry on swimming?" I ask her. "You have the whole house to yourself until Mum's back." I place my elbows on the smooth stone that edges the pool and adjust my goggles. Through the black-tinted lenses, she looks as if she's in an old film, her face flawless and her figure perfect in shorts and a tie-waist top. "I think you've forgotten this is my house too," I say to her glossy two-colour toenails. "Get out of the pool," says Louisa. She grabs the towel and my clothes that I dumped on the paving slabs. "This guy's being an idiot, and I don't want you involved. I don't know how he found out where I live, but he'll be here soon. Please." The edge in her voice makes me lever myself out of the pool without any more fuss and pull off my goggles. "What was the argument about?" I ask as I take the towel from her, flip it round my shoulders and use the corner to wipe water from my face. She shoves the clothes at me. "It's more of a misunderstanding." We hear a car swerve onto the driveway at the front of the house, the crunch of the gravel, the slam of the car door, and the faint ring of the doorbell. Louisa doesn't move. I stamp a perfect footprint onto the warm paving stones and watch it fade before my eyes. "Are you going to let him in?" I ask. "Maybe I'll pretend I'm not here," she says. "Is the misunderstanding something to do with Nico?" This summer would be so much better if Louisa wasn't going out with him. She checks her mobile. "Sort of." We hear footsteps on the gravel, and Louisa looks at me. There's panic in her eyes. The side gate's not locked. There used to be a combination lock on it, but it broke. "Quick," she says. "You'll have to go into the changing room instead." She pushes me towards the little building next to the pool. "Don't come out until it's over. Promise." She squeezes my shoulders and I nod. Then I'm inside and she slams the door behind me. My eyes take a couple of seconds to adjust to the gloom, and my nose to the smell of chlorine and plug-in pine air freshener. I place my clothes and goggles on the nearer of the two wicker chairs. I could have a long shower, spend a while letting the conditioner soak in and use up all the hot water. I could flip through the wrinkled magazine that's been left on the little table to dry out. But I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I want to know what's going on. I go back towards the door and stand next to the gap where it doesn't quite meet the doorframe. "Don't try to intimidate me," I hear Louisa say. She's speaking in her "I'm the eldest and I'm in charge" voice. Very slowly, I push down on the door handle. When I can't move it down any further, I push gently against the door and open it a crack. She's lying on a sun lounger on the other side of the pool, tanned legs bent, doing something on her phone. "Just say what you want to say, then leave." I can't see the person from this angle. I hope he's having trouble with the gate to the pool area. His words aren't clear. Then there's the click-clack of the gate as it closes, and he says loudly, "I've given you chances. I warned you. I've been very reasonable." I inch the door open further, and I see him, striding towards Louisa. Black jeans, tight green t-shirt, dark glasses, older than her and Nico. He looks vaguely familiar. What did he warn her about? Louisa shrinks away from him, and my heart speeds up. What am I going to do if things get ugly? I don't have a phone on me. If I run to get help at the farm, I'll have to go past him. "You're pathetic," says Louisa. "No, Lou, please don't wind him up." He swears close up to her face and mutters something about respect. Louisa scrunches up her eyes, and I close mine too. "Make him go away." There's a cracking, smashing sound, closely followed by a scream.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?